awesome Father. There is no one like you. We just want to meet with you today. It's not about a message, not about me. It's not about what we did way to church, what we didn't way to church. It's not about what's happening afterwards. It's not about the way the morning started right now. Jesus, it's about you. We want to meet with you, God. We were made to meet up with you, God. And thank you that we've entered into your presence now, God. You're so good, Lord. And thank you that this morning you are speaking to hearts. Thank you for every word that you've spoken to our hearts in the worship. And thank you for every word that you're going to speak into our hearts now during the word. And Lord, we take authority over every destructive thought and distraction. We say in the name of Jesus, we bind you up and say, go. In Jesus' name, Lord, we say all authority, all of this place, it's yours. It's yours. We are yours. Our thoughts are yours. This whole building, God, it's yours. We consecrate this time now unto you, Jesus. We say, let your kingdom come, let your will be done in this morning in our lives, God, exactly as you planned it in the perfect heavenlies, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, worship team. You can take your seats, everybody. Didn't want to stop worshiping. I'm so thankful just for the Lord's presence here this morning and to be with you awesome people that love Jesus. I love Jesus, and you're my brothers and sisters in Christ, and I'm so privileged to be here this morning. I want to honor just the worship team and you guys, your sound guys. Sorry, the Lord's presence is so thick first. I was just smiling the whole time worshiping like this. And then I just wanted to cry because of the Lord's presence. But I really want to honor you. The excellence with which you are pursuing Jesus and pursuing to serve his bride like this is really beautiful. Because you guys, there's not 20 of us this morning. Like, so many people around the earth at this stage, an hour later and earlier, depending on time zones, are getting up to praise Jesus, are sitting down to hear what his heart is. So you guys, we part of the family of Christ Jesus. And also, while we're worshiping now, the angels were here and they were just crying out, holy, 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 just going for it. And we were actually locking into with what is happening in the spiritual realms, just worship and glory to God. So yes, so spun. You guys have been anointed. You are to really usher people into his presence. Sure, what a privilege. I'm going to sneak away from Stellenbosch to come worship you on Sunday mornings. But bless them, they're awesome. They're also anointed. But I really want to honor you. Just quickly going to pray again. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. I consecrate my mouth unto you. And I say, Lord, let your spirit come and speak through me, God. You just speak what you want to God. This is for you and this is only about you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, you guys. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Mariette Loubser. I grew up on a farm an hour's drive that way. I studied musical theater, then drama, and then I worked in Chafer Cape Town for T.N.T. Jacobs. In the beginning, it was just me and him. It was before there was two churches and a big staff. And when we started growing, he would sometimes joke when he had a few staff to manage and there were sometimes like admin to sort out, he'd like look at his picture frame of his wife on his desk and say, where are the days when it was just you and me? He would joke about his picture just being him in the beginning. And then I worked there for a while, and you're so beautiful how the Lord is just working amongst you guys here in the city and how people are saying yes to his call. Because God is waiting the whole time to move. We're just excited to see how we're getting in alignment with him. And after that, I had a business where I did flowers and decors for weddings and functions. And then from there, I was just, during that time, a volunteer at the Shofar Pole congregation. And then after that, it's now in June, it's 2 years that I'm working at the student ministry in Stellenbosch. I'm a ministry assistant to Pastor C.S. LaRue, which is a big privilege for me. So that's me. So I'm not just a random face to some of you. Okay, so recently I had a bit of a bedarf. Somebody invited me, said they had an extra ticket. Do I want to come along to this worship event? And I was like, yes, I can come that evening. So I went there and we were a couple of thousand people praising the Lord and really praising the Lord. And we didn't know each other, the crowd, and we were just there praising God. And at a stage, we were all just entering into God's presence. Like, the people were just like saying, yes, I want to worship God flat out. You could just see those people that really, they love Jesus. And I was like, Lord, this is so cool. 5,000 random people at Cape Town on a week's night coming together to praise you. All these people that love you. This is all, 5,000 is only like one part of the Cape Town body that loves Jesus. But I was still so excited, like these 5,000 people. And then as I walked out, I was thinking, but Lord, why don't we see in the streets and in the malls and the houses and in the schools and the place like Cape Town as these on fire, we love Jesus people? And then the Holy Spirit was like, but Mariet, on Sunday you get an opportunity to connect like the dots for the people. And I was so excited. So you guys, I'm not here to say anything new that you have not heard, but hallelujah, it's only the Holy Spirit that can connect dots for us, that can show us this, what you've read, and this is what you've heard, and this is what I have spoken to you, but how to connect them together to say, Jesus, I don't want to speak about you today, and tomorrow I'm focused on something completely different, even though we want to be excellent and focused in the things that we do when we're not here on a Sunday. But it's only by the Spirit of God that we can enter into those places as ambassadors of Christ. It's not a mental thing. I don't stand up on a Monday and I go, remember, Mariette, you're first a Christian. Remember, Mariette, you're first a child of God before you do admin or organize an event or do flowers or you're a mom or you're a teacher at a school or you're a corporate person working somewhere. You don't have to psych yourself up like that with your head, because it's not going to last if it's a mental thing, that it's something you choose with your intellect. But when your heart is burning, your heart is burning for Jesus and for the kingdom to come, when you enter into that corporate, into that building, into the workplace, into being a teacher, being a mom, whatever it is, from the outflow of that heart that is on fire, the dots are just connected. You want to seek God. You want to hear, hey, Holy Spirit, and I'm freaking out right now, repent. What are you actually trying to tell me now? I'm sorry, Dad, I didn't even listen when I got the bad news. Now I just started freaking out. What do you want to say? You know, it's God's goodness and his grace that takes us to that place. So I'm just going to share about the ABC of following Jesus, which the Lord has been speaking to me about in my life. So I just want to share from that place. And the first thing, it's 3 points that I'm going to share with you this morning. And the first one is just the question that's here on the screen, the next slide. All or nothing. The world the whole time says there's an option A or option B. You know, A, I'm for Christ. Yes, come on. And then B, now I'm anti him. I'm not for him, I'm a Satanist or whatever. And then C, I'm just chilling. I'm just restig. I'm not for or against him. I'm option C. I'm just Hindu or Buddhism or Muslim or New Age or free love and peace, or I'm just a creative and I'm looking for that inner light shining inside of me. All of this the whole time is being taught to us through movies, through the media, through magazines. You can go, any woman's magazine, you can go to the counter in NJ now, and there will be somewhere on the cover an article saying how to get the goodness that's already in you just to get it out. That's New Age theology. You can learn more about that at Bible school, where they explain the different theologies and what is taught. But the basic truth of Jesus is that you're for Christ, you're against him, option B, and then option C reverts right back to option B, being against him. So that's why the enemy is like pushing this agenda. People that don't like consciously choose for Satan, he's saying, no, no, that's fine. You can choose this. You can, you know, focus on your chakra and your what, and your, you know, do yoga and do this just to connect with spirituality. But it's like based in New Age theology that just goes back to option B against Christ Jesus. So first and foremost, okay, there's only A and B. There is no C. The only C that there is reverts right back to option B. And that's why the enemy pushes that agenda of like option C is just for the people that don't choose option B. And why I say this, like you can see there on the screen on Luke, it says, whoever is not with me is against me. And whoever does not gather with me scatters. So there's only A and B. This is just like a basic background. So we either are saved by the grace of Jesus, or we're not saved by the grace of Jesus, option B. Then, just the other scripture of Matthew, it also says, just want to pose a question before we read this. Is there a difference between believing in Jesus
and knowing him as a savior. Because I believe in Barack Obama. I believe he is a true person. He does exist. They don't make him up. He's not like a screenshot. He does exist. But I don't know him. I have no relationship with him. Just like that, a lot of us on earth, people, we know about Jesus. But that's not to say you know him as your savior, because I love it. Scripture says that you do well when you believe. The demons also believe and they tremble. But they are not saved going to heaven. So you guys, there's this truth, and the world is fighting against it the whole time. The enemy saying like, no, it's not inclusive if you say Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No, it is not tolerant if you say that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But you guys, the truth is that there's a heaven and a hell. And we were made to be saved by grace, going on the way to heaven. And right now, this morning, we're chatting, we're saying, okay, cool, but we know this. But how do we communicate this to a world that is fighting with all they have to have us believe there's an option C? You can just chill. You can just believe what you want as long as you don't harm people. Okay, so what's the moral code then? Oh, no, each has to decide on his own. Because the world the whole time is fighting to say there's no absolutes in truth, there's no absolutes in morals. Until somebody does something to your child, then I want to see that person say, oh, there's no absolute wrong or right. So you guys, Matthew 7, verse 21, he says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And it goes on to say how on that day, many will say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, cast out demons in your name, and do mighty things in your name? And he will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. So all I want to mention there is, these people went for gold. They like operated in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Because it says, they prayed for deliverance, and that person was healed. The epilepsy was gone. They prophesied, and when they spoke and said, this is what's coming, and this is storms and rain coming, when they went into an area and they said, okay, I declare this over this region with poverty, this is what's going to come, change is going to come about. That's what happened. This is the type of people that God said, go away, I never knew you. So I want to encourage you today to say, God, your many things there is about you that we can be busy with and lead worship and come and pack the chairs, come and pray for the chairs beforehand, and you know, we can give to those that need. But Jesus, all of this, if it's not an outflow because I know you, please make me stop doing it. So you guys, we have this opportunity to say, Jesus, I want to get to know you. I really want to know you, because his invite to us is to say, I want to know you. I want to share my heart with you, things that you've not heard yet. I want to speak into your heart. And that's his heart's desire for the people around us, which takes us to the next point. Just with the question, what is full-time ministry and who is in full-time ministry? Okay, so we've established now the basic everything or nothing. There's just pro or against Jesus. And either we are going to heaven or hell, and the people around us are either going to heaven or hell. There's just those two options. Now we're talking about what is full-time ministry. Full-time ministry is this. Everybody that sticks up their hand to say, I want to follow Jesus. I want to be saved by Jesus. Jesus, I say yes to being bekeer, saved, born again, whichever word you want to put to it. Everybody that puts up their hand for Jesus, puts up their hand for full-time ministry. The only people that are not in full-time ministry are the people that choose option B. Satanists, people in the occult, Buddhism, the list goes on. But now the enemy says, no, you're just at work. You're just at work, just do your work. No, we're not at church, you're just a mom. No, you're not in small group, you're just a friend. Don't speak the truth to this person that struggles. There's the whole time this fight for us to be not following Jesus the whole time. And that's why I love it in Luke, where he says, in Matthew, he says, Matthew 4:19, he says, and he said to them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So you guys, if we follow Jesus, what's the outflow? We're fishing for men. According to this scripture, can I follow Jesus and not fish for men? I'm not here to bring condemnation, because I'm here to bring condemnation, then all of you, me included. It's the last man, him up. But the good news is Jesus. Jesus is excited about you sitting here in the seat, and you need to realize that he gets excited about you sitting here wanting to pursue him in this morning. It blesses his heart. He knows you. He knows all of the worries. He knows the worries you're going to have in 10 years' time. He knows it. He's also made provision for the worries of 10 years' time. He's made provision for the worries of today. He made provisions for the worries of yesterday. How do we know that? We've got testimonies. But I want to say to you, God has made provision for the things that are going to challenge you tomorrow and the day after that. And guess what? He's made provision for the things that are going to challenge the people in your community as well. Tomorrow and 10 years later, he has made that provision. And he's saying to us, who's willing to be the middleman, taking hold of Jesus and the provision, taking hold of my neighbor, my friend, my boss, the person that works for me, the person that works next to me, the guy on the street, the woman at Checkers where I'm paying at the till. Who's willing? I've made the provision. Jesus has died. He's died and he rose. He rose. He overcame all of those obstacles. And he's saying, all of the provision in Jesus is here. Now, who's willing to take the hand of Jesus and that provision and take the hand of the person that's in need of it and just be that connector? Just to be that channel. Now we go, the pastor. They must go stand there in the middle, connect the dots. Or the mariachi, the ministry assistant is a title. You guys, you know what I am when they ask me, what do you do? What? When I did flowers, when I'm working in the church, what are you? I say, I am a child of God. That's the most awesome thing I could ever be, and that's the biggest desire I have in my life. I want to belong to Jesus. I want to be a child of God. So you guys, everybody that's a child of God is in full-time ministry, is a full-time connecting the dots person, connecting the need, which is brokenness, which is divorce, which is hurt, which is death, lost loved ones, people that are challenged just to be accepted. People that struggle with rejection. I struggled with rejection heavily. The Lord delivered me, as in delivered me. Struggled for many years. Like, for example, when I was 12, I was little. I was in a small primary school, and 12 people in the class. 12 people in grade 7, and 8 were prefects. And I was nothing. I wasn't even the media prefect, you know, like through a spicy, let's just shame poor one. So when we stood in the row to go into class, there were 3 of us that didn't make it. We would stand there. And the rest would look after the others and say, yeah, roll off your sookies, whatever you tell people when you're grade 7, you're standing next to a grade 2. You guys, many things like that happened. Always, you're not good enough, you're not good enough, you're not good enough, the way I grew up. But the Lord is good. He is the deliverer. We don't have to, yes, we can cry because of hurt, but we don't have to cry about what's over. We can be so excited when we receive from Jesus healing. Not an intellect thing like, oh, I'm choosing positive, positive. No, when you say yes to Jesus, from that place you say, oh, I'm choosing life. I'm choosing to speak life. So this morning, God is wanting to connect with our hearts again, to set it on fire, to say, I'm calling and I'm calling. Who's willing to say yes? To go stand in that gap between Jesus and the person that doesn't know Jesus. As he said, if you follow me, the outflow is you're fishing for men. And the whole time, we've got, in Christian culture, we've got this thing, no, the staff of the church fish for men. Or the big Christian, that big Christian, the groot Christian. Or, no, the clever Christian, very equipped, many degrees, many Bible schools, many encounters, they've been facilitating for years. It's their job. I'm just here, I come, but it's their job. But those are lies, those are lies. Everybody that sticks up the hand to follow Jesus, sticks up the hand for full time saying, I'm available. Because I cannot reach your neighbor. I'm never going to meet them, unless God like wants me to, he'll do that. But I'm not going to meet your boss. I'm not going to meet the person that's working with you or for you or next to you. I'm not going to meet the person that's at your Spar or your Checkers or your Pick and Pay. Always that. I'm not going to meet them. So the one that God wants to use to bring the gospel, the good news of Jesus to them, it's you. It's you. And there's only 2 types of Christians. The one God uses, the one God doesn't use. There are 2 types. The one is the willing Christian, the willing child of God. And the other one is unwilling. Because God's a gentleman. He does not bully people. He waits respectfully for you to go, okay, Lord, I'm leaving everything behind and I'm wanting to say every area of my life, it's yours. You have your way. God is a gentleman. He comes, he says, okay, that part that you've not consecrated where you're holding back in fear with hurt, it's bad for you, but you can hold on to it as long as you want. I'm a gentleman. I will just keep on extending my invitation of saying, come release, come give over. Come give over those fears. Come give over those things that you think, but you don't say them because good Christians don't say them. Come speak them to me, my child. I see them in your heart. Please speak to me. Come and give it to me. Give to me those ashes. I'm wanting to give you beauty. So in this morning, I just believe there's an invitation of God just saying, come and bring your ashes. Because the word says he gives us beautiful ashes. But he's a gentleman. If we stand holding on like this with the ashes, he doesn't come and clap our little hankies and say, maak oop, die lekkerkie, mama wil het afspoel, dit was vol sand. He's not like that. He says, that's bad for you, but open it up. I want to give you beauty. Give to me that ashes so I can give you beauty. So, and this morning we just also have an opportunity to, and I'm going to enter now into the last part of the word, and we're just going to give an option to respond, opportunity to respond. When we work at the church, it's a big privilege for me to do administration at the church, because yes, even though I'm in a ministry capacity, I've been employed, I do a lot of admin. But that's part of life. We can't sit here if lots of people didn't do rosters and send emails and make phone calls. That's part of life. You know, the same with your work, being a mom, being whatever it is, family. There's a lot of administration. But the thing is, the world says, the whole time, our Christian culture says, if you work at the church, you're in full-time ministry. But you here today, you're just an accountant. You here today, you're just a daughter. But Jesus says, if you follow me, then you will be fishing for men. So this morning we just have that opportunity again. I'm going to give an opportunity for us to say, Jesus, whether I'm at work or at home or in my car, I want to be available for you to speak to me, and I want to be available for you to speak to me with regards to the people around me. Because you guys, Jesus is the answer to the people around you in your community. And guess through who he wants to be the answer? Through you. Not through Yaku, not through Pastor Fred or Sias or me. It's through you. He planted you in that work. He planted you in that family. He planted you in that place, that platform that you have with your friends socially. He's put you there. And God is so willing and wanting to, through you, minister to those people, give them words of encouragement, speak words of life over them, pray with them for a new job and it comes. Pray with them for the new job and it doesn't come, and you keep on praying for those friends. Because being loyal towards them, that is showing Jesus' love. Being loyal, you guys, to one another in this world. Sometimes God's going to give us an opportunity to be loyal towards somebody that's closed for the gospel, but they're open for love. The apple for someone that will be loyal. And God is going to give us an opportunity and test you. Will you be loyal to this person for 2 months? They like mislick when you ask them how they are, like, lost, mate, blah, 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 and you're like, but it's still good to see you today. God bless you. Hope you have a lovely day. When somebody like max you off, say, oh, lost, mate. To continue to say, I'm going to be loving and just be interested in who you are. I'm going to keep on just coming back. Because sometimes, yes, we get an opportunity. We chat to people and they say, yes, they're ready to give their life to Jesus. And we pray with them and we praise God. But somebody else was loyal beforehand. Somebody else kept on giving just a word of love, a word of encouragement, and then they open up. So sometimes God is calling us and our family and the workplace, there where we are in our community, to love on people. And they're going to reject the love, reject it out of their hurt. No other way that you reject love. It's only out of hurt. But God is going to say, listen, it's coming, that time where you're going to ask them, can you pray? And they're going to say yes, even though you can't think it now. But are you going to stick to it and say, yeah, it's not always easy, but I'm going to keep on loving this person in my family, in my place, where I live, where I stay, where I work. Then just the last part, so we're busy with the ABC most now today. And the A, we were just saying it's all or nothing. There's no option C. And then option B is much like option C. option B is much like option A. Like point number one. Point number two, we were speaking about who's in full-time ministry, but who is in full-time ministry. It's the same as exactly, it's again, it's Luke, you know, it's Matthew, God saying, if you don't gather, you scatter. If you're not, if you follow me, you're fishing for men. If you're not fishing for men, you're actually not following me. But there are different ways that we fish for men, and God knows how he's put you together. He knows if he's put the gift in you of hospitality, just letting people feel welcome. Because somebody else has the gift of, not gift, but the heart, that desire just to evangelize. They just want to like get to the point, do you know Jesus? But guess what? The person that hears, do you know Jesus? If they didn't feel welcome and loved before that, beforehand, when they came into the small group, into the church, into that place, their heart's going to be in a different place. But when they enter into small group in your house, and I tear kopie kieses reg, and you're not like, oh, are you here already? Ach, nee, oh, come in, sit. Oh, we must pray. Shakara, oh, they said we must anoint you. Grab that, anoint that place. Come, tear, oh, what do you want? Oh, there's no milk. Versus you come in, and they see, oh my word, it's like ready. Worship music is on. Cups of tea, it's like over there with the milk. They've prepared for me. I feel welcome. Hospitality is a gift, to stand at the door of a place and invite people and say, you're so welcome here, good morning. It's good to have your hospitality. Then there's different functions, and you know that which makes your heart excited. So go for that. When I say fish for men, we're talking about the whole picture. Some people put on the stuff that you catch the fish with, the worm, on the hook. Somebody else, when fishing, his job is just to get the line. Somebody else is an expert in untangling lines. And that's how when we're in a group, we can come together and we can catch fish. And this is the same with us in community. When we're a group of believers, we come together, we can say, okay, cool, you're brilliant with technology. Can't spell technology. Really, I'm very bad at spelling. But you are brilliant at it. Then we've got somebody else who's brilliant at leading us into God's presence. So, in the workplace and in home, God is saying, I'm wanting to, through you, fish for men. Will you be available for me, whichever way it is? Maybe you're the one just inviting them to church. Maybe you're the one that it's really tough with your colleague, just saying, listen, you guys, when something is tough, when people are in a challenging like situation in life and they don't know the Lord, I get so excited because this is my gap. This is my gap to connect Jesus with them. Then I can go and say, oh, but what's going on? Friend, can we pray for it maybe? If it's a friend, I can ask them, you know, can we pray for them? Whether they believe in prayer or not, whether they're super religious or they love Jesus, doesn't matter. They've got a need and I know Jesus. And he answers also to those that don't know him yet, because he comes and his goodness leads them to repentance. So God is saying, who are those people in your life that he, through you, wants to come to bring praise for? Words of encouragement. Maybe it's not a prayer, they're not at that place. It's just a place of saying, come run with me. When there's somebody new in town, I get excited because I can invite them for dinner. Why does that excite me? Because I've got two recipes. If you can include making toast and bacon and eggs, I will have three. Now I get excited to make my pasta, which is one of two recipes, because I'm inviting other people from town that love Jesus and that have like roughly the same interest. So these people are going to make friends. They're going to get to know people that love Jesus. Then tomorrow when I'm not there, they can be there for them. They can start discipling them. They can encourage them. The whole time, you guys, we've got opportunity to connect people with the kingdom of heaven. And because we listen to the lies that says we not in full-time ministry, we walk with little, like, oogkleppies on, we can't see. And today, God is wanting to open up our eyes to see those people and those opportunities, which he has made provision for. He's made provision for those opportunities that are around you. And then the last part that I want to share, so ABC, point 1, 2, 3, okay. Number one, everything or nothing. You're for Jesus or against him. That's what the word says. Point number two, full-time ministry. Everything or nothing. You're for or against Jesus, he says. That's opportunity. And then the C that I just want to talk to you about is church, the body of Christ. You guys, sometimes we're challenged here because it's imperfect. you know, as people like us. And T.N.C. Jacobs, he said it so beautifully last Sunday night in church. He said, he's so glad that there are people in church that are very, like, very far from perfect. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been allowed to be there, like me and you. Because Yaku is a human, your pastor, because the worship leaders, because the people that are serving here are human, we can be here. But sometimes we get hurt by our humanity, and it has happened, and if it's not happened, just stick around, it will happen. You will be dropped by a fellow Christian person. You will be disappointed by somebody that works at church. And then the enemy's going to say, ha, that's not like a leave. Because the enemy says, when something's tough, you leave in relationship. And Jesus says, when something is tough, you bow the knee and you serve that person. You wash their feet. You bless them when they are nasty to you. When they're manipulative, you pray for them. And in humility, you just serve them, because that's what Jesus did. He said to the people, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve. So you guys, if we want to become like Jesus, we need to start serving. We need to say, hi, Yaku, what's happening on a Sunday that I'm not aware of? Who's packing out the chairs? Who's praying for them? I want to come pack them out. I want to come pray. Because if we follow Jesus, we're fishing for men. Part of fishing for men is serving the house of God that's on a Sunday. You guys, if you want to grow in Jesus, you start serving. If you want to grow in Jesus, you start serving. Whether it's in just coming early, standing at the doors, welcoming the people, saying, you are so welcome here, because you realize, oh, wait a minute, this is part of salvation. When I stand at the door and somebody's brand new, they've never been to a church like this, and here they come, they know no one. And somebody's super friendly, is like, hi, how are you? Where are you from? And then you realize, oh, they're on their own. Then you just go, you'd like to sit next to me. Making people feel welcome. You guys, that's part of somebody's salvation that's on its way. When we start loving the people that's around us, instead of just running to our friends and say, hi, how's it, how's this, how's that? The whole time, you guys, we have an opportunity to fish for men. Here on a Sunday, on a Monday where you work, on a Tuesday when you're with your family or friends. The whole time we've got opportunities to fish for men. And today I'm trusting the Lord that he will open up our eyes, because I'm not perfect. I'm just sharing what God is challenging me on and has shared with me. The whole time we have the opportunity to say, God, I want to stop missing it. The opportunities are already there. And the issue that person has in their life, that you're going to pray now with, God has made provision. All he's asking is, who is willing just to stand in the gap for them? So now with church, the whole time the enemy's going to like make a lot of effort to get you offended or just hurt or angry to leave, because he knows about the power of coming together. So I just want to, share an illustration with you. Let's say I am very sick and it's a heart situation and I need open heart surgery. And here I'm going to lie over here. This is now the hospital and here's the patient, very sick. And it's an emergency and okay, the procedures and everything is done and the instruments are sterilized and everything has been done and the medicine has been given and here the person is asleep and the doctor comes in. And it's open heart surgery, so it's like hectic, and the nurses, everybody's standing on standby, and the stabilizer's there that's going to help, with the breathing, everything, safety, everything is just ready. And as he stands there, and he asks for a knife, something he needs to cut now. They give him this rusted knife. As in there's rust on the little knife. But there's pressure, there's time, there's no way. The people are freaking out. He's like, I have to use this now. There is no other option. There is no option B. It's just here. So he starts cutting with this rusting knife. And then he says, okay, cool. I need a little cloth. I messed here. I need to wipe this part dry. And they give them this little like cloth. And he's like, there's mold on it. There's mold on the little cloth. So now pressure, time, there's nothing else he can do. He starts now wiping with this cloth with the mold on it. The next moment, they're like, okay, cool. They need to stitch this up. And they give him the needle and the thread. And it's bent. The needle is round like a little half moon. And the thread, it's dirty. There's dirt on it. He's like, oh my goodness, where is this from? The nurses are freaking out. But he's like, calm, he needs to do this. And he stitches up this patient. And this open heart surgery happens with these instruments. And it takes months for a person like that to fully recover, like first ICU for many days. Okay, so now this happens, and 2 days later, healed. The patient walks out of the hospital. How is that possible? Because you guys, with the kingdom of heaven, it's not about the instruments. Because the doctor is perfect. The doctor is the one that does the work. He's the great physician. He's that perfect healer. All the glory is to God. We are those broken and imperfect instruments. And Jesus is saying, it's fine. I'm fine with your brokenness. It freaks you out. Your shortcomings freaks you out. But I'm fine with it because I've made provision. Provision is the blood of Jesus. So this morning, like, we have an opportunity to stop saying, okay, cool, but I'm like the rusted pot, or I'm this or that. Like, God can't use me like that. I'm not eloquent of speech. I'm not an extrovert. You know, people around me that go through a tough time, I can't encourage them because of this personality or that thing. Or, no, I'm not able. Or, no, I'm not that equipped. You guys, that's the point. That's the body of Christ. We're imperfect people coming together to saying we serve and we worship and we pray to a perfect God. And we don't have to listen to the lies anymore that tells you that you're not perfect or like perfect victory in that area. You can't encourage or challenge or minister out of that place. God is so longing, and he's got a desire to connect with the people that are in your life through you. He gets excited about it because he sent his son. He's very serious about it. Why he sent his son to die, and now he's excited along with being serious, because he can't wait to see the look on your face when you out of that place of out of your comfort zone pray with that person and he answers that prayer. He can't wait for the look on your face when you see this person just realized that Jesus is true, because that's the point of God doing, you know, signs and wonders. Is just to It's not for us to feel kiff, okay, cool, I had a word or whatever. The gifts of the Spirit is there so that we can build up his house so people can see, but Jesus is true and Jesus is alive. So I want to encourage you, just in Hebrews 10:25, it says, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. It says, before that it said, don't neglect coming together. So you guys, this church, on small group on a Wednesday, Bible's going on a Tuesday, wherever it is, when we come together, it says we must encourage one another. So as we encourage one another, we are going to grow. The person receiving the encouragement is going to grow, but you giving encouragement, you are going to grow, because we have the opportunity to say, Holy Spirit, give me a word. Like, I don't know exactly what's going on in this person's life, but this person's in my heart. So now I'm not going to church before you don't give me a word. Come pray it up to church. Come pray it up on a Wednesday evening before small group. Say, Holy Spirit, I don't want to sit and chit-chat, because then we can just as well watch movie. The kingdom of heaven needs to come in my life and through my life. And okay, give me one person that's going to come. Give me a word for one of them. And you start praying and you intercede. You say, Lord, I need a word, because I'm a fisher of men. I'm not here to chit-chat. I want to see Jesus manifest in this place. And when that person comes and you've got a word of knowledge for them, you are extremely blessed. They are extremely blessed. And Jesus is glorified and we're growing, because all of us, we're in full-time ministry. Ask for a word for a colleague in the workplace, because me and Yaku can't get to your workplace, but you can, because God has given you his platform. You guys, and all what I'm basically saying is that all platforms that we have, whether it's social media, Facebook, whether it's family, whether it's the workplace, whether it's with friends, all platforms that we have, it's of God and it's for God. But we choose what we do with those platforms still, because he's a gentleman. Hitler, incredible gift of leadership. But he chose what he chose. A prefect, that's in grade 12, that's a platform of God and for God for revival to come in a school. Being in the workplace, that is your platform. That's your full-time ministry platform. Quickly turn to somebody and tell them your workplace is your full-time ministry platform. Quickly turn to somebody else and tell them, your family is your full-time ministry platform. Social media and socials are your full-time ministry platform. You need to turn to somebody else now. You guys, because this world is saying, like Floki was sharing earlier, we must just run around and race, you know, just get by. And at the end of the day, God is going to ask you, were you faithful with the platforms that I did give you? Not the ones that you were dreaming of, aspiring to, hoping to have. No, Lord, I'm going to be like very excited for you when I'm allowed to share the gospel with a lot of people at once. If somebody's not okay with sharing the gospel one of one, they must please never get to the pulpit, because it's about Jesus' heart for people that need to be saved. It's not about whether a big group or a small group, and we're anyway a huge group, because all around the world we're part of a body that's saying, Jesus, I'm wanting to follow you at the workplace and at home, not just on a Sunday. So can we please stand in the worship team? You can come to the front. I just want to give us an opportunity just to respond towards God, to say that, Lord, that is my desire. So if you hear this morning and you realize that you want to commit again to that place of full-on fishing for Jesus in whichever capacity that is, in whichever way God has put you together, God is wanting to fish for the people in your lives. And sometimes it means faithful intercession. Maybe it's for family. It's keeping your mouth shut about the gospel and faithful intercession and faithful serving them for 20 years. Maybe your neighbor, somebody has been faithfully interceding for them for 20 years, their mother, and how the kingdom, how you're going to fish for men is you're going to ask her about Jesus, or you're going to ask her, come with me to church, or come with me to encounter one. But let's just close our eyes. Oh, Jesus, thank you so much that you love us, and thank you so much that you love the people around us in our community. And Lord, thank you for that adventure, God, that awaits for us, that your desire is to, through us, just minister to those people. That's your desire, God. And we're sorry for the times, God, where we say, no, but we're too tired, or we do this or to that. Oh, Jesus, we want to start seeing them the way you see them, Lord. We want to get excited about the things that makes your heart excited, God. And the things that we are fearful for, we want to come and give you those fears and those ashes, God, so you can give us beauty. Because out of that place, we just want to fish for men, God, where our hearts are following you. So thank you this morning, Lord, that you're just giving us opportunity, Father, just to respond to your love. Just to respond to your love, God. And thank you that you're not an angry or irritated God, but you're excited and anxious to get to the people around us, and all you're asking is who is willing. So this morning, while every eye is closed, if you just want to come and commit to God again and say, I want to be the willing Christian. I want to be the one that follows Jesus, that fishes for men. While every eye is closed, can you just raise your hand to God? If you just want to come and commit afresh your life to say, Jesus, workplace, wherever, I'm in full-time ministry and I want to start seeing those opportunities no matter what, you can raise your hand to God. If there's anybody else, thank you for those hands. Anybody else that just want to say today to Jesus, I want to full-time follow you. I want a full-time fish for men. Thank you for those hands. You can lower them again if you've raised them. If you're here this morning and you've just got ashes that you want to come and give to God, he's excited and the beauty, he's already holding onto it in his hand. He's wanting to come give it to you in that place of the ashes. Can you just raise your hand to God and say, Lord, I want to give you ashes. Anybody else that wants to say, Lord, these fears, Lord, this intimidation, Lord, these lies I believe about myself, I want to give those ashes to you. I want to receive the beauty of your truth. I want to receive it. Thank you for those hands. You can lower it again. And then just the last group, if you here in this morning and you maybe realize that you've drifted from following Jesus as your very first love, if you want to come back to him and say, Jesus, I don't want to just believe in you. I'm wanting to follow you with my whole heart, because there's only A and B. And Lord, I've been hiding a little bit behind option C. then this morning I want you just to raise your hand if there's anybody that wants to say, Jesus, I want to follow you flat out. You're my number one. Thank you for that hand. Jesus sees that hand and it excites him. Anybody that else that wants to say, I want to recommit my life to Jesus. All of it belongs to Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Right now you're just ministering, God. Holy Spirit, thank you, God. Each one of you, I'm not going to call you to the front. I'm going to ask you to start right there. Each one of you raised your hand. You know for what, you know why. Or if you didn't raise your hand and you responded in your heart, you know. And I'm wanting you to, we're going to count to three, and you're going to start speaking to God about that out loud. We're going to speak to him today. And he's going to minister to you. So we're going to just start praying and just sharing our hearts with God now on the count of three. One, two, three. Thank you, Lord God, that as people are speaking, Father, to you, God, that you're hearing their praise, God, that you're hearing their hearts, Lord. Thank you that you're giving beauty for ashes, God. Thank you that when we share our hearts with you, God, that you will never turn away from us, God. You will never turn away, God. You're excited here, Lord. We just bring those things before you, God. We bring those things before you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Holy Spirit, thank you that you're just ministering, God. You're just ministering right now, Lord. You're just ministering right now. You're just ministering right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, just speak to God. Just be honest. Just be super honest. Just name that fear, like on the names. I'm fearful of this, but I'm giving it to you. Because I'm receiving in that place. I'm receiving your provision, your love, and your peace. Amen. I just want to pray a last prayer for us. I'm just going to lead in prayer, and if you... you can just follow me and pray now. Dear Lord Jesus, we're going to like pray out loud. Dear Lord Jesus, we just come commit our life to you, God. And we say all of it belongs to you. All of it belongs to you. Thank you that you are a gentleman. But we now invite you in the workplace, in our families, social platforms, all of it. Be welcome, Holy Spirit. Lord, we bring you our ashes and we leave it at the cross of Jesus. We're putting it down at the cross of Jesus. We're walking away and we're just receiving your beauty. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that we are in full-time ministry when we say yes to Jesus as our Savior. Thank you that you're going to open our eyes and we're going to see those opportunities and connect provision with the need because of Jesus. Lord, we love you and we thank you that your love is great for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for your time. The Lord bless you and keep you. I'm so excited about this church. I'm so excited about God wanting to minister and move through you and your community so that this place is going to grow, so that those people can start ministering to the other people in their community where you're not going to reach, and you're going to give them the same words of encouragement that I've given to you today. You're going to say to them, listen, friend, that person in your family, I can't reach them, but God has placed you there. That person in your workplace, of your husband, maybe because that person's with you in the workplace, you can encourage them to encourage their husband to pray for them, to pray for their wife, to go for gold for Jesus in that place. So thank you so much. The Lord bless you and keep you. Any prayer that anybody needs, sickness, healing, anything, we're going to still be here in front. You're welcome to come to the front for any prayer. Thank you. God bless you.